So we just heard about making seed bombs with native wildflower seeds to create habitat and food for bees. Turns out, using native plants in your yard rather than non-native species is better for birds. Rebecca Williams has more.
A study on Carolina chickadees and the caterpillars they eat finds that native plants are better at providing food for birds. Desiree Narango is the lead author. She's a research fellow at the Smithsonian Migratory Bird Center in Washington, D.C.
From the chickadee's perspective, it's as if a non-native plant isn't even there at all because they almost never forage in them.
Narango studied the chickadees that look for food in people's backyards, in cities and suburbs. She found that native plants were better homes for the caterpillars that chickadees eat.
But most importantly, we found that the backyards that had more native plant species were much more likely to have breeding pairs of chickadees as well.
On top of that, she says other kinds of birds seem to benefit too.
When we followed our chickadees around, we also saw lots of other species like migratory warblers and orioles and tanagers, and all these species that may not necessarily breed in these urban areas but are using them during migration. And so the chickadees are really kind of serving as an indicator for which trees are really important for insectivorous birds in general.
And she says certain kinds of native plants seem to be especially good.
We did find that some species, like oaks and cherries and elms, support many species of caterpillars, so they're also really great food hubs for birds.
She says hickories and maples are good, too. But Narango says oaks were the standouts. They found more than 530 different species of caterpillars on oak trees. For the Allegheny Front, I'm Rebecca Williams.
You can check out Narango's list of which native plants hosted the most caterpillars at our website, AlleghenyFront.org.